Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I hope our line gets a little better over the next few moments, Prof. We got you back.
We can.
You're definitely back nice, strong and clear. So this afternoon we're going to chat about what? Misconceptions regarding COVID exposure, isolation and antibody testing.
Yeah, we started yesterday. Sorry, in your absence. we're going to our third wave now, and a lot of things are coming up. A lot of people are asking questions. Now, I thought I'd clarify. I started off yesterday talking about what isolation is and what quarantine is, and also the reason not to test for not to go for a test, because it seems to be a common misconception that while you're in your quarantine period, if you go for a test and the test is negative, that means the end of your quarantine period. So certainly not. And the test can be misleading. The quarantine period must be a full 10 days after contact. And we spoke yesterday what we mean by contact. Another common misconception arises around the antibody testing. Now, antibodies are, as you know, proteins made when you get exposed or you're infected with a particular infectious agent like a virus. So what the antibody test can tell you is that you have been exposed previously, that you have seen that particular virus or infectious agent either infecting you or sometimes infecting you either with symptoms or sometimes without symptoms. And that's quite good. It can tell you that you have previously been infected. But what it is unreliable, particularly the commercial antibody tests which are done, is that they are not reliable indicators of immunity. They don't necessarily tell you that you are protected. So sometimes people go for this antibody test and they think, oh, they've got antibodies, now they don't have to worry. Not so at all. Unfortunately, the antibody tests don't necessarily pinpoint which antibodies need to do where it's going to limit the infection of the virus onto the cell. There are specialized tests done in research laboratories which can do that, but not the ordinary antibodies. So they're not reliable for immunity, but they can tell you that you've been previously exposed. And then I thought, you know, everybody's talking about, look, we're in a third wave. How do we know we're in a third wave?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are two criteria which are used. I should say it's not a switch on and a switch off. It's not like you switch the light on and there's light. That you do a similar kind of thing and say, right, we're in the third wave. There are two things which we look at. One of them, the important one, is the effect on hospitals, because that's really the kind of critical thing. There is a surveillance system called DATCOV, which looks at hospital admissions and hospital utilization. Now, things like ventilators and oxygen and so on. So that's the one thing that's measured. Then there are also what we call metrics. These are measurements, various measurements, like, for example, a sustained increase in the number of cases. Once it reaches a certain threshold, that above, say, 10 to 30 per week per 100,000 population, that kind of thing. Also, the testing positivity, if it goes above 10%. So if we look at, in fact, where we are, the sustained increase, if it's above 20%, that's an alerting signal. It's actually 30% now. Testing shouldn't go above 10%. It's now 11.5%. So if we look at these parameters, we are entering into a third wave. And that's really how we gauge a third wave. Our 7-day moving average of 3,568 for the last week also has indicated that we are on it. And there are actually three main provinces which are involved. Northern Cape mainly, and the Free State, and where we are in Gauteng. So we are in the third wave according to those definitions.
Can't say I'm happy to hear that, but let's call it out like it is. Professor Shoup, as always, thank you very much for your input this afternoon.
Thank you, Simon. Have a good day.